Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Police disrupt Garin Combo's campaign launch in Mazavoka. Two killed in three vehicle road accident on Lwacha Road. And in Global News, one day than 500 in shooting attack in Israel. Good evening, Halumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Police in Mazabuka district of Southern Province this afternoon dispatched supporters of independent parliamentary candidate Garin Combo with tear gas, disrupting the launch of his election campaign at Ndeke Grounds. The incident occurred hours after the Zambia Police Service in Mazabuka issued a statement warning that it had received information suggesting that some individuals were allegedly planning activities capable of disturbing public peace, safety and order in the district. The campaign launch was interrupted as police moved in to disperse crowds gathered at the venue, forcing supporters to flee and bringing the event to an abrupt halt. Speaking to journalists after the incident, Mr. Combo expressed disappointment over the disruption, raising concerns over the circumstances that led to the cancellation of the campaign launch. The former Mazabuka Central lawmaker, however, maintains that the incident would not deter him from continuing with his campaign. Mr. Combo vowed to press on with his bid for the Mazabuka Central parliamentary seat as an independent candidate, saying he would continue engaging voters until election day.
This is where we are. We are designated for Mr. Achilito. Mr. Achilito and I agreed, not just by the way, but we can sign a document which we both agreed that today we are going to use this space to do our launch. Why? Because we need our space in Mega Mega Run. This document, as you can see, is signed by the district election office. And it's a valid question. We knew about this disruption yesterday because at least Mr. Banda called me, woke me up, tell me, can you come to a school that you are planning to have? And I said to him, you have known by next election, and that you must speak to the district election office.
The Zambia Police Service has dismissed reports circulating on social media that link the transfer of Chawama Police Station officer in charge, Francis Mulundu, to the recent violence in the constituency, describing the claims as false and misleading. Clashes between supporters of the ruling UPND and the Tonse Alliance broke out on 5 June 2026 after a memorial mass for former President Edgar Lungu at Regina Perkis Parish in Chawama. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says social media reports attributing comments to Inspector General of Police Grafa Musamba regarding Mr. Mulundu's transfer and the Chawama incident are false. He says the Inspector General has not granted any interview to any media institution or individual concerning the transfer of Mr. Mulundu or the recent events in Chawama, and has urged the public to disregard the statements being circulated online. In a statement, Mr. Chilavi has further clarified that transfers and postings are routine administrative measures governed by the terms and conditions of service for the public service and the Zambia Police Service standing orders, adding that such transfers do not amount to disciplinary action. Mr. Chilavi explained that Mr. Mulundu's transfer, together with those of other senior officers from various police stations within Lusaka Division, forms part of a routine personnel rotation exercise that had already been under consideration before the recent violence in Chawama. Two people have died on the spot following a road traffic accident involving three motor vehicles along Rwanda Road near Loden Lodge in the Fisenge area last evening. Kobabel Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has identified one of the deceased as Rafael Piri of Lusaka, who sustained fatal head injuries and died instantly, while an identified male passenger who was on board the same vehicle also sustained fatal head injuries and died on the spot. He says the two deceased persons were traveling in a Toyota Corolla, which was extensively damaged in the accident, and their bodies have since been deposited in the Thompson Hospital mortuary. Mr. Yui explains in a statement that the second vehicle involved was a Toyota Hilux driven by 46-year-old Akim Sichalwe of Kawama Township in Kitwe, who sustained chest pains and general body injuries after the vehicle suffered extensive front-end damage. The father explains that the third vehicle involved was a Toyota Wish driven by a 38-year-old Chiasopiri of Kalulushi, who also sustained chest pains and general body injuries. Mr. Yui says police investigations indicate that the Toyota Wish, which was traveling in the same direction as the Toyota Corolla, collided into the rear of the Corolla due to excessive speed, causing it to lose control and crash head-on into the ongoing Toyota Hilux. A village headman of Kada Village in Chief Magodi's area of Josefu District has died in a suspected suicide case following a marital dispute. The deceased has been identified as 51-year-old Patrick Manda, who died at Kamzole Health Post on the night of June 5, 2026. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the incident is believed to have been preceded by a marital dispute that occurred on June 3, 2026 between the deceased and his wife, Veronica Nkoma, 45. Mr. Wemba explains that this disagreement arose after the deceased accused his wife of being involved in an extramarital affair in which the dispute allegedly turned violent, prompting the wife to report the matter to police before seeking medical treatment at Lundaza District Hospital. He further stated that on the evening of June 5, Patrick Manda informed family members that he had taken a harmful substance, and relatives immediately rushed him to Kamzole Health Post, where he received treatment and later died at around 22 hours. Mr. Mwemba says the body has since been buried by family members, and police have since opened investigations into the matter. Educationist Dr. Clement Kasenge has called for increased attention towards the construction of housing units for teachers, especially in rural and peri-urban areas, saying decent accommodation is key to improving the education sector. Dr. Kasenge says government's decision to increase the Constituency Development Fund CDF to 40 million kwacha has created an opportunity for communities to prioritize teacher accommodation projects through local decision-making structures. He noted that many teachers deployed to rural areas continue to live in poor and unsuitable conditions, a situation he says negatively affects morale and service delivery in schools.